I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. Health officials reported 3 new COVID-19 infections in Vermont today. 4 people are hospitalized, with 2 in intensive care. More than 700 Vermonters got their first dose of a COVID vaccine yesterday, pushing the state's vaccination rate to 81.2%. Vermont lawmakers will reconvene later this week to try to override 3 vetoes by Governor Phil Scott, but the House and Senate also plan to pass a housing bill that failed to make it across the finish line during the regular legislative session. Waterbury Representative Tom Stevens says the bill would create a registry of all rental units in Vermont.
It's been really frustrating when you're trying to do housing policy and you don't know which communities have how much housing that's rental property.
House Republicans blocked passage of the bill in May. GOP lawmakers say the rental registry would create new costs and hassle for landlords, and they say it would discourage property owners from making apartments available to rent. A group of Hannaford shareholders are asking the company to sign on to the Milk with Dignity program, which works to improve housing and labor conditions for Vermont's dairy workers. About 70 investors signed on to the letter, first sent in April and resent last week. It notes that as one of the largest supermarket chains in the Northeast, Hannaford has a chance to help improve the health and welfare of agricultural workers. In its first 2 years, Milk with Dignity says the program protected 262 workers on 64 farms and resolved 155 confirmed violation complaints. Hannaford did not immediately respond to VPR's request for comment. In the forecast for tonight, evening showers and storms likely. Some could be severe. Lows between 50 and 70 tonight. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.